Welcome to One Planet, One Place Radio Show. The show for the human spirit. Brought to you in conjunction with the Evolutionary Business Council. Now, please welcome your host, author, international speaker, and growth coach, Simon Jordan.
Hi, this is Simon Jordan. Welcome back to another episode of One Planet, One Place, the radio show. Well, the lady I'm about to interview was actually recorded back in July of 2012. And I came across her book, probably 10 years ago. You'll hear me talking more about it within the show. But I was so moved. And I picked it up again earlier this year and had the same amount of emotional response to it. And I thought, I've got to get this lady on the show. So I really hope you enjoy it. As you will learn more about the book, about the lady in question. And I think what she's doing is incredible. And the book that she's created is a book called Peace Angels. So look, no further ado, I will hop over to the interview now. And I hope you enjoy it. Take care. Today I've got a guest on the show who I read her book probably about 10, maybe more years ago. And every time I've read it, it's moved me. It really has. And it's an incredible book that it's always touched me. And it's a beautiful photography book, and it's called Peace Angels. And I picked it up recently, a couple of weeks ago, and I read it again. Same thing happened. It really moved me. I thought, wow, it really connected with me. And I thought, I've got to get the author. I've got to get the person. So I found out where she was, found the website, great thing about Google, and sent her an email and said, I would love to have you on the show. And today we have the author of Peace Angels, a lovely lady called Antoinette Sampson, live from Sydney. So there's a bit of a crackle on the line. I do apologise. And let me give you a bit of background information about this amazing lady. Antoinette Sampson is one of Australia's most inspiring performance teachers and artistic directors. As a teacher and mentor, she has worked with numerous individual actors to bring out their very best, from high-profile screen actors to hopefuls. And she's been a popular and dynamic acting teacher at NIDA, which is the National Institute of Dramatic Art. She's a graduate of the NIDA herself. Antoinette is a former artistic director of ATYP, lots of initials here, which is the Australian Theatre for Young People, where she produced iconic, large-scale and astonishingly ambitious productions such as Carol Churchill's Mad Forest and Henry V by William Shakespeare. Antoinette is especially adept at blending professional and non-professional performers into a seamless and fascinating whole on a large scale and in unusual physical environments. A highly accomplished actor, theatre director, humorist, realist, I love that, humorist, and mother, with a presence that is infectious and powerful. But what we want to talk to today is about the amazing book, which is called Peace Angel. And Antoinette is also a spiritual teacher and healer. She has spent many years working with the angels, culminating in the book Peace Angels, first published by Random House. She facilitates meditation groups where she communes with angel beings and archangels. Antoinette is the founder of the transformational theatre company, also known as Peace Angels, who create performances of beauty, grace and reverence, such as Walking Light, and who anchor a palpable energy of peace wherever they go. Walking Light, their inaugural performance at the Art and About Festival, featured over 100 performers moving through the urban landscape to gather in Hyde Park in Sydney, where they perform music, dance and sacred prayer to anchor peace in the city of Sydney. And she's married and a mother of four. that last bit. And a mother of four. And
I know.
Welcome.
Hello, Simon.
To the show.
Hello, so lovely friend. To hear your voice.
Thank you. And you. And it's amazing. I feel really blessed to do this radio show, and just having the guests such as yourself on there on here, it's fantastic. So welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. It's a great honour to be on the show. It's always, you find that it's always such a joy to be talking to people who are like-minded and share the same excitement and interest in spirit, you know, and in the great unfolding plan. So I'm thrilled to be on your show. Thank you.
Brilliant. Well, let's touch on that. What do you see as the great unfolding plan then?
The great unfolding plan. Well, I have a very strong feeling that the Earth is going through a major shift at this time, and that, you know, there are many, many people on the Earth who feel this and realize it, and there are many different ways that is being expressed and being brought through on the earth. And I feel that we are moving towards this, you know, 1,000 years of peace, or as some people would say, the golden age of peace. And I call it the age of angels. So that's what I feel is the unfolding plan. And everything that's happening at the moment, there seems such a huge amount and quite dynamic amount of spiritual work being done on the earth to lift the consciousness and lift the vibration of the earth at the moment. And so I feel very excited to be part of that.
I think it's so true about this change, the change in the world. I mean, we're recording this now in 2012, and this is supposed to be the year when the Mayans said that the planet was going to die, but it's not true, because the Mayan calendar was very different from ours. They didn't have leap years, for instance. But a lot of people I've interviewed, and the lady I interviewed recently, Fiona Fay, who's also my coach, they're all saying the same thing. There is this huge change, and I think there will be a death. But not as in a death, as in a, you know, the planet ends and people physically die. But it is the end of a time of the money situation at the moment, the financial institutions. You know, we have over here Barclays Bank are going really, you know, hitting the bottom at the moment. That all these things, and I think it's probably death of the ego as well. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that the old ways, I think we're moving out of that. And I think with the lifting consciousness, Simon, you're absolutely right. I mean, I wrote in my blog today that I woke up this morning with the words that came from the angelic realm. It was like it was whispering around my head, and it said, simplify your life. And I feel that for all of us, that is what is coming, is a much simpler life, a much truer life, and a much more authentic way of living than we have been for, you know, a very long time. And I do think with the financial and economic situation around the world that the old structures are crumb. You know, I'm not trying to be melodramatic about it, but I do feel that those structures don't work for us anymore, and that it is the time for a new beginning and the evolving of a new way of being. I think it's the time when all of those who have incarnated at this time are actually waking up and understanding that we have roles to play, and that we need to be authentic in our lives, true, and be living our truth and our destiny, rather than the old way of, well, you have a job and you do it because you have to do it, and it's about making a lot of money and having lots of houses and, you know, cars and, you know, material wealth. I think people are looking now for something much deeper.
No, I totally agree. And I think there is this whole thing about, you know, waking up. And that's what I love about your book. And I suppose when I first read it, it did resonate with me. But now when I picked it up again, I really believe everything is for a reason. The fact that I picked it up again and the message went even deeper now, because I think that the path that I'm on, and there's a lovely picture. I've told so many people about your book, but it's there's the bit when it's probably halfway through the book. I mean, I'll just briefly explain. It's almost like from birth to death of a person. When you're a baby, you connect. And it's almost like the babies understand that they're angels there. And as you grow a bit older, then when you get into sort of double figures. And there's a picture of a boy standing there with a suit on, and there's adults around him, and he's just, the adults are telling me they know better, and the angels only live in books and this kind of stuff. And as you get older, there's a picture of, I don't know where it was taken, but there's a guy in his pajamas, and he's just walking. It's just like, I'm sleepwalking. I'm not. That's and right. It's about, and we miss, I mean, I'll just focus on that bit. Because again, it's something I've talked about a lot on the show, about being in the moment. And we just skim across life. We never really interact. We bring all this crap into our lives, and we just buying this and buying that. It's to try and make us feel, you know, we take more drugs, we drink, you know, whatever we do, to try and get some connection. But all we need to do is just stop and listen and just connect again, just quieten our mind. And I think it's an Eastern thing. It's the monkey mind. But it's this chatter. It's just a quieten. And I think in that space, that's where you're going to find real fulfillment. What I mean, going through your book, I think you've, you know, I'm we're talking the same language. Would you believe that's what people really need to do, just quieten all that and really just center themselves and listen and connect?
Well, I absolutely agree. And I think it's the, you know, we distract ourselves all the time. We use so many distractions to keep us out of ourselves. Or as someone will say sometimes, you know, I'm beside myself. And the truth is that they are. They're sort of jumped out. And when you can actually be still and quiet the mind and put your attention on the breath and come into the moment, you find, even if it's only for a minute, you know, merely 1 minute will allow you to actually bring your energy all the way back into your mind, body, and energy bodies. And you'll find that you'll feel a great sense of relief. I mean, there are many, many different ways to meditate. I mean, I belong to a mystical school as well called Shanti Mission. And within that school, we do a lot of chanting. And we do a lot of releases where we release the negative thoughts and beliefs and habits that are constant conscious. And we also sit in silence. And, you know, there are many Buddhist techniques which are about sitting in silence, but it's really about placing your intention on your breath and on being completely 100% in the moment. And if you can do that, and when you do that, it allows your soul the time and the space to begin to speak and to inhabit the cells of your body, or to wake up in your body. And there's such a different conversation that occurs with the soul than with the personality.
Yeah, I get that. And you're saying about people have distractions. It is so true. I know a lot of people, I've been there myself. You know, you come straight in, turn the TV on. You know, you're on the mobile phone or whatever. And it's just because they probably don't like spending time with themselves, but they feel they have to do something. So they never really, really get centered. And it's just, I mean, I've felt it for so many years. I'm sort of floating and I'm just interacting. And I remember someone, I forgot, was it with Wayne Dyer said, or someone said that we are spirits having a human experience. But I think there's a lot of people who, and I'm sure there'll be people listening to this show, and probably thinking, oh, what will I remember, Jumbo? But I say, okay, well, who are you then, really, on a deep level? Who are you? And I'd love to get, you know, your comments on this, the people listening to this. Because, you know, we say, well, I'm Simon Jordan, I'm this or whatever. Okay, but have you really ever stopped and really quietened yourself and just contemplated what is it? I mean, sure we have. I think always people, you know, when people get they have to get drunk to find these kind of experiences, when they sit and go, right, man, you know, what are we doing? But you don't have to do, you don't have to have artificial substances to get there. I mean, how do you, if you get people coming to you and, you know, they're asking for your help, how do you get them into the space, or what, you know, what kind of things do you teach them which enables people to open the door to the, to a new world, to the real discovery of them.
Look, Simon, I absolutely understand what you're saying, and you know, people, you know, until you've experienced it, you do think it's such a whole lot of hooey. I remember, you know, it was about 20 years ago, and I just thought, goodness gracious, what are these people on about? And yeah. I mean, I thought it was hilarious. I just thought it was just a completely ridiculous premise. But having now spent, you know, a good 15 years studying and just, it actually was after a friend died and someone came to us and said, you know, he wants you to know that he's all right. He's a gorgeous writer and performer and comedian, and he'd fallen off a balcony, and we were devastated. That experience, when someone came to us and said, he wants to tell you that he's all right, he's writing, everything's cool, but we were stunned. All his friends that we'd been to university with him. We were absolutely stunned by this. But it was interesting because he was living with a couple of very well-known Australian radio presenters, and his favourite song kept just popping on to the radio. No one had programmed it, and it would just, which was called Walking on Sunshine. And so all these things happened, and it jogged me out of a belief that there's only anything around us that we can see. That it, you know, that it actually took me out of myself, and in quite a shocking way showed me that there was a whole lot more that I knew nothing about. And that was what began my journey. And often you'll find that people begin a journey back to themselves when they've had some crisis in their life. And so, you know, more often than not, people in my meditations, or they'll come and see me for a healing because something quite catastrophic has happened, or they've just woken up and felt completely dead and disconnected from everything in life, or they're very depressed. And usually what that means is that they're completely disconnected from their soul, and there's a real sense of desolation. There's a sense of deep sadness and a lack of fulfillment. And if you can really find the ways to help them reconnect to their soul, reconnect to that real and truly deep essence of themselves, you know, ourselves, then the joy that you feel as a result of that is you know, it's hardly describable. But what I do with people is that I am able to perceive in a large meditation what the main blocks are that are blocking the people in front actually being able to connect. And so we do some release commands, and we release that energy, and I clear that energy from the room. And then I am able to look at what's happening on an energetic level and teach them then how to reconnect. And I use the chakras to reconnect people. I cleanse and clear the chakras, and I connect them back.
Do you use Reiki?
No, I don't. I use energetic healing,
okay,
which is like Reiki on steroids.
I love that.
It is. It is. It's a really, really powerful tool that was brought forward. It started with pranic healing, and it's gone from that. A wonderful guru in Australia called Shakti Durga has brought through a modality called Ignite Your Spirit. And, you know, I had worked, Simon, for many years with the angels, and I had already done the book when I met her. And her authenticity and hilarious realness attracted me to working with her, and I've studied with her for many years. And I'm you know, a high, I've learned a lot of very, very helpful and practical tools that help people find joy in their lives, reconnect them to their spirits, and allow them to start to come from that place, and rather from the inauthentic, you know, the distracted, the pretense, the persona, which is always trying to hide who we are so that people will like us and accept us. You know what? Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
no, I totally get that. When you're somebody that you believe others want to see, if there's this this false persona. And it's as you were saying that, I was thinking, okay, so the people listening to this thing, and yeah, what's all that about? But if I were to say to you, the listener, that you could feel deep joy, not just a happiness, because I believe happiness is transient, it's just, it can come and go, but real deep joy in an instant, without the use of, you know, coffee or things like that. I mean, I love my coffee, but as you said, I've got a cup here.
Yeah.
But without smoking
or drugs or
alcohol. Anything like that, and you can do that any moment and really feel wow. I mean, to the point where you've like someone's just plugged you in. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be just incredible to be able to, you know, to be able to just connect and feel centered in an instant. And when you meet people and they have a certain air about them, and you think, wow, you sound really grounded. You come across as you're just glowing. There's something about those people. Yeah. Those are the people who just always seem to have happiness. They just have something about them. And I think everyone can have that. Everyone can have that. And what you're talking about
you know, people should connect with you. They should, you know, see what you're doing and just learn. And, you know, we can all have that state. We can.
Well, it's your divine inheritance, Simon. It is everyone's inheritance to live like that. That's how we're meant to live.
Yeah, it's funny. We do lose our way. We do lose our way. And you were saying about when people come to you because they're depressed or whatever. I think that seems to be the shift. I know it was for me. I was in a very dark place. And that's where I just went, okay, I'm going to hand it all over. I've had enough of this. I'm just going to hand it over. And there's another thing. You know, you don't hand your brain over as well. You hand over your troubles, your worries, but
that's right.
You know, you've got to take action as well. Don't just think, oh, it'll be fine. You know, you've got to take action. this is something I interview.
You do have to take action.
Definitely.
Yeah, and you do have to surrender these great big lumps of coal that you're carrying inside yourself, all the baggage, all the old ways, and remove those and release them, surrender those blocks, because those are the blocks to you being able to embody more love and more joy and more peace. And that's what I find, you know, it was very interesting when people said to me originally, when my teacher and other teachers said to me, you have to surrender, have to surrender who you thought you were, Antoinette. I thought, well, you know, what's going to be left? Who am I going to be? I can't surrender that. I'm a hilarious, you know, joyful woman. Everyone knows me. And you know, the ego fights so ferociously to keep you small in a way, to keep you in a box that will seem comfortable and safe. But truthfully, surrender who you are and actually coming into the truth of who you really are just brings more of you. It's just more joy and more excitement. And in fact, you know, I feel like I live in the blockbuster movie now, not the B-grade one.
When you say that, I just had this image, you know, when we're kids and we have that excitement and everything in the moment. I did an episode for the TV show, and it was about the passion, and kids have this. And we were on a beach at the time, and my kids were building a sandcastle. They weren't worried about anything else. They have, okay, kids don't have any troubles that adults that we do. You know, we've got finances, relationships, diets, and all that kind of stuff. But they had such focus. And I thought, isn't that beautiful? That they don't care anything else. They're just focusing on building the sandcastle. And they're in the moment. They're being mindful. They're embodying that mindfulness. But we can have that too. And what you're saying, it's absolutely spot on. Guys, I want you to play that. I want you to listen to this again. Download it and keep listening to it. You know, I'm trying to share this. I really want to share what Antoinette's trying to put out there. It's such a valuable lesson, it really is. A lot of the people we've had on recently, you know, Fiona Fay, talking about this. I really want to just, you know, for you guys to try and understand this and wake up, you know, wake up to what's going on.
It's a wake-up call across the earth.
Definitely.
It's wake up. Remember who you are. You know, there is the most beautiful, beautiful seed of peace, joy, and love within the heart of every human being. And you know, you have to look within. You have to actually have a look and see it. But it needs to be mined to find those jewels. But the jewels are there. And once you start, there's actually very little turning back, very little chance to turn back. But the road back to yourself is filled with such joy and such insight and a whole new way of looking at everything. I mean, you know, it's really what life is about. Life is not about, you know, when you get the bus and when you do the washing up and how you get the clothes washed. All of those things are very important and they're practical parts of our life, but they're certainly not the main game. And the main game is so much more exciting, inspiring than what you can see around you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, amen to that. Definitely, it is. It is so much more exciting. But let's talking about your book then, because you had, how did you come about to write that? Because you had pneumonia, is that right?
Yes, I had pneumonia, and I was, at the time I was head of acting at the National Institute, which is called NIDA, and I got dressed in the morning, got to the door, and thank goodness the head of NIDA rang me and said, look, go back to bed, don't be ridiculous. and I went to sleep, these incredible visions, and they were actually in black and white. And every person, it was like I was watching streets all over the world and in suburbs all over the world, and everywhere people were sitting, standing, working on trains, on buses, walking down the street. There were angels sitting by them, walking with them, holding their hands. It was the most palpable thing I think I've ever experienced. And I woke up from that dream just full of awe. I had no idea that our angel, that our guardian angel, that there are angels everywhere all the time. And so I rang a dear friend of mine who ran a meditation group and told her what had happened in between the wheezing and the coughing, and because I did have pneumonia. And 25 minutes later, a really gorgeous Australian author called Maggie Hamilton for Random House at the time rang me and she said, "Antoinette, I hear you've had an idea for a book." I was stunned, absolutely stunned. Anyway, I met with Maggie, and at the time there was a general manager of Random House, and she said, "Look, she'll love it." And within a week, that person was replaced by someone else. And she said to me, "Look, she's gone, and he won't love it. So take it to America. Take it to New York." So Rob and I, you know, flew to New York, and at the time we only had photographs. We hadn't got the words for the book.
Who did the photographs, by the way?
The photographs were taken by two Australian photographers. One's my daughter, Emma Blaxland, and the other is a lovely man called Damien Fleming, who I had taught acting. And at the end of one class, he came up to me and he said, "Look, I don't know if I should tell you this, but I'm very connected to the angels." And this is at the time I was looking for a photographer. And I just looked at him, he said, "I'm a photographer." That's
brilliant.
Extraordinary. Anyway, the angels sent everyone I needed. But the extraordinary thing was, we got to New York and we went to see Simon and Schuster, and they looked at me and they said, "Well, they're beautiful. They're exquisite photographs, but there's not a book here." Well, I was devastated. So we flew back to Australia, and I was watching television one evening, and Oprah was on, and she had an angel hotline. And I thought, how can she have an angel hotline? I'm meant to do this book. Where is my book? And when my husband, Rob, arrived home, and he's a songwriter, he arrived home and he said, "What's the matter?" I said, "Well, I've got to have a book, and I don't have the book, and we've got to have the book." He said, "Well, what's the book about?" I said, "The book is about our journey on the earth from birth to death. And it's really important that we do it." He said, "Well, I won't be helping you with dinner, will I?" So he went into the next room and he sat down and he wrote 120. And he brought them out, and they were the most exquisite lines, and as you know. And I said to him, "Well, you've written the book." He said, No, you wrote the book." I said, "I haven't written the book, you wrote the lines." He said, "No, the lines are for you, they've been given to you." And so I rang Maggie Hamilton, and she said to me, "Bring them in." And I took them, and she said, "Well, I can't look at it for a week because I'm so busy." I went, "Okay." And exactly a week later, at almost 11 a.m., she rang and she said, "Act surprised when they ring. We're taking the idea to London. We're beside ourselves."
Oh, fantastic.
So it was just gorgeous. And so they did the book, and the book has now gone to about 22 countries around the world. And it's been translated into 6 different languages. And the extraordinary thing was that 3 years later, or maybe a couple of years after the book had been published, a wonderful American literary agent in Sydney, and she was in the Random House offices, and the secretary said to her, "Have you seen the Peace Angels book?" And she said, "Listen, I don't want any more books. You know, I've got enough books." And she said, No, don't worry about that. Just have the book for yourself." And so Liv Bloomer actually took the book and read it on the way home to New York, and she said she cried all the way.
Oh, wonderful.
And so when she got back to New York, she rang us and asked if she could do it. And there was actually a bidding war in New York, and with the original people that we'd been to see, Simon and Schuster, they didn't win it. Time Warner won it. But so the book was done, and it was, you know, all over the world. But it is now, we're trying to get the rights back now because we'd like to redo it. Because it's not easily, you can't get it very easily now. And we just know that now is the time for that book to go out again. I've had, you know, you ringing and asking and telling me about the fact that you've read it. It's about one of 20 people who have rung me recently. So we know that that book is required again in the world. And there's another couple that we have that we've been working on. So, and it is about the fact that you are not alone. And
oh,
I feel
yeah.
that so many people, Simon, believe that they are alone. And I know that they are not alone.
I think it's also, it's a scary journey. We talked about ego and the death of the ego. And connected with this, quietening your mind. And I know a number of people who are frightened of doing that because they then have to start thinking in deep thoughts of who they are, what they're doing, what their path is. Are they really fulfilled? Is their job right? Is their relationship right? Which it brings up questions and challenges. And, you know, we always have to be growing. If we're not going forwards, we're going backwards or we're dead. And I think that is scary for a lot of people. It really is. And they don't want to confront that.
No, but usually life or your soul will create a situation. If your soul is ready to change and ready to evolve and grow, something will happen that you actually have to listen.
Definitely. Definitely. Everything is at the right time, and I think it will happen. Well, Antoinette, it's just been an absolute joy. So if people need to get hold of you, where can they get to? Can they go to your website?
Well, they could go to the website. They could go to the Ananda Neti website, which is a spiritual name that I've been given in Australia. And, you know, I've always been very distressed, Simon, that I wasn't a rock star. And now I have another name. I feel like I might have made it, you know,
fantastic.
In the rock star state.
Oh, yeah.
So if they look at Ananda Neti, or if they just look up my blog, which is 144 Million Angels.
Brilliant. And that's
Facebook. Antoinette Sampson.
And the book, I mean, it can be available on Amazon, but I'll put a link on there as well. Antoinette, you're saying it's difficult to get hold of at the moment. Can you still get it on Amazon?
Look, I'm not sure. I know that someone said to me quite recently they had trouble getting it through Amazon.
Right.
But I know it's Picador actually published it in the UK. But I'll have a look at that, Simon, and I'll let you know so that you can put it on your website.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I'll look at that as well. So listeners, we will put a link on there as well. So, Antoinette, that's been absolutely fabulous. And what we're going to do now, if Antoinette's going to be sharing some really key points now, which I think are really beneficial. If you've listened to this and you've been touched by this and you want to take it a step further, what we're going to do now, if you sign up for the Backstage Pass, you'll see the link on the site. You sign up for there and search for this interview because there's lots on there now, the Backstage Pass. Antoinette is going to be sharing some sort of key points which are really going to help you. So if you want to go on to that and you'll get an email. The process is basically you sign up, you get an email, and then you go through to this you know, the private page for the subscribers, and then you can get those extra bits of information and the Backstage Pass of the other interviews as well. So go on there now. Antoinette, it's been a real joy and a pleasure speaking to you. It's been fantastic. It really is. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your love as well, really, with the world and my listeners.
Well, Simon, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'm thrilled. You know, on our Facebook page, the Peace Angels page, we have 5,000 or 6,000 people now, and we have a huge proportion from the UK. So it's been such a joy to be able to share what I love with lots of our friends in the UK. So thank you so much as well.
Well, it's brilliant. And you've left, you know, you've put, I mean, you're on the other side of the world. I'm over in the UK, you know, and you've put this call, it's a beacon. I really see your book as a beacon, and it's a beacon of light and connection. And people are, if you find it, you know, it's years ago. Probably 10 years ago when I first read it. And, you know, here we are now. So it's just, it's a call, not a calling card, but it's a sign. It's a huge sign. And I think it's really relevant at the moment, what we were talking about. So Antoinette, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been amazing.
Thank you, Simon.
If you've got comments, please leave them on the site under this show. And if you've got any questions, let me know and I can pass them on to Antoinette. And if you
if you're on a journey and you need some pointers, leave some comments. Maybe some amazing things have happened to you that you just you can't explain them. You're thinking, yeah, maybe this is something to do with spirits and angels or whatever. We'd love to have your feedback. It's you know, share your stories as well. It's brilliant. So this is me, Simon Jordan, again. Stay tuned. Got some more guests coming up. And thank you very much. Goodbye.
You've been listening to One Planet, One Place radio show. To make sure you don't miss a single episode, please subscribe on our website or via iTunes. Simply search for One Planet, One Place. And if you've enjoyed this show, then don't forget to share it and click the like button. Thank you for listening.